Please welcome Dr. Jonathan Wisko, PhD, an associate professor at the Boston University School of Medicine in the Department of Anatomy and Neurobiology.
My background is as a clinical anatomist, and I am trained in neuroscience as well. I'm interested in neurodegenerative diseases and musculoskeletal clinical anatomy, in addition to medical education. And I work at Boston Area Medical School, where I have a research lab and I teach medical students, dental students, and physician assistant students. I had a funny life-altering event that really inspired me to go into neuroscience. I was sitting at a park bench in Seattle, and I was observing how pigeons would walk around and bob their heads. And I really wanted to know, why is it that when they flew, they didn't have to bob their heads, and when they walked, they had to bob their heads? That is a true story of why I went into neuroscience. And I discovered the answer on day one of school. The answer is that pigeons and also chickens, they have to move their heads in order to see. So if they don't move their heads, or if they're not moving, they're completely blind.
Dr. Wisko, can you tell us how HGH works?
Human growth hormone is an important hormone in the body. Its main function is to be able to help the body with its turnover of cells and tissues in order to maintain a good health. The main player that human growth hormone acts on is the mesenchymal cell. Mesenchymal cells are really important in the body. Their main function is to be able to convert into precursor cells that form different kinds of tissues. Those tissues include muscle, cartilage, bone, fat, and connective tissue, and also the nerves that are in your body. So having an adequate amount of human growth hormone, that endocrine type of interaction helps the body and the brain communicate as to what the body needs. For instance, if you need more bone tissue, the mesenchymal cell can be converted into a bone cell precursor, which can start laying down bone. The same thing can be said of muscle. It can be said of skin, of connective tissue. It can be said of cartilage. So all of these supporting type tissues that your body needs to be able to function normally in your daily routines, or even and especially when you're trying to perform athletically. The reason why it's a fountain of youth is because your cells are constantly turning over. And these mesenchymal cells are important in replacing the particular cells and particular tissues that keep you young. So as we age, we lose the ability to be able to maintain the constant flow of cells that are converting from mesenchymal cells to the different kinds of tissues. When you are young, your body is learning how to maximize its efficiency in order to be able to maintain those kinds of cells. So taking the Limitless Worldwide HGH antecedent isn't just for people who are older. It's also for people who are younger, because what it does is it helps establish a physiological baseline upon which your mesenchymal cells can turn over or convert into different kinds of tissues. And once your brain and your body are working together in that respect, then there is a good, healthy relationship no matter what kind of stressors your body may encounter.
What about oxidative stress and inflammation?
There are two physiological phenomena that are in the body that can really cause harm to your cells. The first is inflammation. The second is oxidative stress. Both of these events play upon one another. As inflammation increases, oxidative stress increases. As oxidative stress increases, inflammation increases. And so the body has to deal with these two events in order to maintain the health of its cells, and of course, as a result, the health of its tissues. The Limitless Worldwide HGH antecedent has two ingredients that help minimize oxidative stress. The first is oxyproline, and the second is N-acetylcysteine. Both of these are important players in the glutathione biochemical reaction. As oxyproline and N-acetylcysteine act on the biochemical reactions to reduce oxidative stress, it helps your body to be able to perform better without experiencing the effects that it has to combat. The ingredient that is in the HGH antecedent that also helps with inflammation is schizonepta. It's an important herb that is sometimes used alone, but in combination with oxaproline and N-acetylcysteine, it is a powerful synergistic effect to be able to minimize both inflammation and oxidative stress at the same time.
What about oxidative stress and inflammation?
There's an interesting relationship between fat and muscle in your body. Both of these tissues are extremely important for maintaining health. It is a misnomer and it's misleading to say that you need to lose fat in order to be healthy. That's not necessarily true. Of course, we don't want to have too much fat because that can cause oxidative stress and inflammation. But we need fat in order to build muscle. Fat is an important macronutrient and your body holds fat and stores fat for the times when we are in high oxidative stress or high inflammatory events in our life. The mesenchymal cell is an important precursor cell that can convert into cells that produce fat and or muscle. And as the body demands either of the two tissues, the mesenchymal cell is important in being able to switch between either or both. The Limitless Worldwide HGH antecedent is important in maintaining the mesenchymal cell health. So, in terms of losing fat, the HGH antecedent can help with the production of HGH to stimulate the mesenchymal cells to become muscle precursor cells. And as those cells increase, we increase in muscle mass, which, although it loves to use glucose as its major macronutrient, it can also use fat. So as we change our diet to become lower in carbohydrates, the muscles will actually metabolize the fat in your body. That's one of the main reasons why you lose weight as you take the HGH antecedent.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Wisco. One last question. Why thrive?
There's a major difference in being able to maximize your body's own ability to produce human growth hormone versus taking it artificially. When you ingest human growth hormone, your stomach actually will break it down into its individual amino acids. And the ultimate effect or the ability for your body to take in what it needs and to reconvert it into human growth hormone is less efficient than actually producing it on your own.